January has been a tough month and many people are feeling anxious and overwhelmed, balancing remote working and homeschooling or closing a business during level 5 restrictions. And even listening to the news and the latest COVID updates can be very stressful. The pandemic has cast a spotlight on the need to address mental health in the workplace. Stephanie Regan is a clinical psychotherapist who works with employers in providing employee assistance programs. She joins us this morning. Stephanie, what issues in terms of mental health are coming up for employees and employers during this lockdown?
Good morning, Petula. Well, straight up and definitely, the whole issues around the pandemic and all of the personal issues that are in place all of the time, these are the, if you like, the underlay of the problems at the moment. And so everyone is a little different, and yet we all have some similarities. One of the big similarities for people is anxiety, the feeling of not getting forward, the feeling of putting in a lot of effort, but perhaps not making progress. That's something that's very debilitating for people. And I think the third lockdown, people are feeling really depleted. They feel their creativity is gone, and they're really looking for that ray of hope. And I think that's echoed across all levels of our society at the moment, and no more so than when an employee is working perhaps on their own at home, or when an employee is at home and they are trying to juggle childcare and schooling and all of these things. So big issues are keeping up morale, managing isolation, you know, and that is both, so there's two sides to it. There is the employee themselves and what they can do. And then this is also a stress for employers who are trying to do the right thing and trying to support staff at home. And this is what we see as the key things are keeping up morale, isolation, communicating, you know, really trying to keep up that motivation to stay in communication with the organization and with colleagues. And there's so much that can be done, but we've all been kind of fast-forwarded into this without protocols and without systems in place. And I think that's been a challenge for everyone.
Should employers have realistic expectations about what can be achieved and what can be delivered in these times?
Well, to be fair, I think that employers have gone a very long way in trying to address that. You know, they've been surveying their staff, really, from any organization that I'm dealing with, you know, and quite like medium to small are the ones I would be dealing with, and the larger ones are even more active on this. They have been surveying staff, seeing what they wanted, what they needed from the outset, and they are being very flexible with their staff in terms of childcare, making sure they have the right situation at home and giving them the opportunity to kind of be very flexible around that. One of the things, though, in terms of managing the mental health side, what employers really can do is not just flexibility, but I think they have to model the behaviours. It's not enough to say, oh, you can clock off early, don't you worry, you've got problems. They have to show that they themselves are managing in the same way, you know, that it's that they also are people with children, with stresses, with lives that are complex and difficult, and parents they're concerned about at the moment. And so you don't have to be, if you like, in that high office superior kind of way with your staff. You have to really mirror the behavior that you want them to step back digitally at the end of the day, that you want them to take breaks. And you don't want them to be trying to operate the way they were operating when they weren't remote working. That's a big step, I think, for employers.
They can lead by example there. Briefly, Stephanie, if you could, what's your top tip for employees to survive all of this?
What would be my top tip? Okay, I would say we often talk about, well, leaning into your self-care. You have, you know, as much as organizations and your employer has something to do for you, you really have to do this for yourself. Nobody can mind you better than yourself. Make sure you have a psychological bridge between work and home. In other words, get up and do something for half an hour or an hour before you start your work. Don't step out of bed in your jammies and sit to the computer. That is bad psychologically. And don't stay on Zoom all of the time. You know, these Zoom meetings should be shorter. And close the virtual door. At the end of the day, don't stay there.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, thank you for those insights this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30, but for now, back to you, Audrey.